This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. We have urgent breaking news here. Listen very carefully. A vaccine pusher, a vaccine advocate, has made a very specific mass shooting suicide mission death threat against not only Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, but against other speakers, lecturers, scientists, analysts, you know, who are all interested in vaccine safety, as well as this threat also applies to participants, the audience members of a public autism event upcoming. In other words, this psychopath, whoever it is, this vaccine advocate, has made very specific, well-detailed, you know, thought out, it's a plot to mass murder vaccine safety advocates, authors, lecturers, researchers, and so on at a public event. So this is like Mandalay Bay, you know, the Las Vegas shooting at that country western concert. They are planning a Mandalay Bay style mass domestic terrorism, mass shooting, suicide mission event against vaccine truthers. Just using that term in a generic sense, vaccine truther is someone who's telling the truth about what's in vaccines or how dangerous vaccines are. Vaccine truthers are now being targeted for terrorist acts by obviously people who are linked to the vaccine industry. Now, we have the full story at naturalnews.com. We also have, by the way, the full text of the email threat that was sent to Dr. Suzanne Humphreys. So you can read the text for yourself, and we also have a video there on Natural News. It's also posted at vaccines.news as well. A video of Dr. Suzanne Humphreys explaining exactly what happened, how she received this message, and even reading the message, but taking out a lot of the profanity because it is riddled with incredible vulgar graphic language. And just to give you an example of some of this. This person had plotted at first to kidnap Dr. Suzanne Humphreys and then torture her and make her bleed out. And some of it was planned to be done live on camera, to break into her home when she was live streaming, and then to murder and torture her on camera in front of the live audience as she was broadcasting. This was one of their plans. But then this person says they decided that the kidnapping and torture might be too complicated. So what they wanted to do instead was to blend into a crowd at a public autism event and then pop out of the crowd and shoot Suzanne Humphreys in the chest and make her squeal and bleed out on the street. And there were other scenarios described by this person who describes Dr. Humphreys using the C word and calls her a bitch and calls her, you know, F word this, F word that, dropping F-bombs and C-bombs all over the place and talking about how they had watched her for a long time and had finally decided that they had to go ahead with this plan, even though they knew that they would die. And their goal is to take out as many people as possible before they themselves are shot. Now, this is horrifying stuff, but think about it. It's fully aligned with the vaccine industry, which is all about using aborted babies. Aborted human fetal tissue cells are used in vaccines. It's all about murder and suffering and chaos and destruction. It's all about causing autism and making healthy kids mentally retarded through the autism spectrum disorder that's caused by vaccines. This is entirely consistent with the vaccine industry itself, which is steeped in violence and, you know, sociopathy and just murder and destruction of life, abortions, just destroying people. And it's people like Jimmy Kimmel, by the way, who push this vaccine propaganda live on the air, and the legacy media, you know, New York Times, CNN, USA Today, all these outlets push this vaccine propaganda that I believe is complicit in these psychopaths, you know, eliciting their emotions and hatred for them to attack vaccine truthers or anyone trying to save children from the toxicity of vaccines. Jimmy Kimmel, whose own baby son was probably born with this massive birth defect as a result, perhaps of his wife's exposure to toxic chemicals, you know, during gestation, Jimmy Kimmel has been a vaccine propagandist pusher, even knowing that what he's pushing is harming, maiming, and killing children in the state of California and all across America. The government statistics, the VAERS database that's released by the government, and I've linked to it on Natural News, shows that there are deaths to children caused by vaccines every year. In fact, 2016, the number that was officially recorded, which is believed to be usually just 1/10 of the actual number, I believe was 140 children killed by vaccines. I may not be 100% correct about that number. I'd have to check it, but it's 100 plus children for sure killed by vaccines according to this government database, and thousands injured, wounded, put into the hospital, thousands with neurological disorders. Some went into comas. Some fainted and passed out. There are vaccine insert sheets that have warnings about once you get this vaccine, you know, like the HPV vaccine, you could pass out and collapse and harm yourself by hitting your head on the floor. It's actually written in the vaccine insert sheet. I've covered that before at naturalnews.com. And these propagandists like Jimmy Kimmel, who is, let's face it, one of the most evil, insidious, anti-American propagandists that this country has ever seen, who disguises his hatred and his seething evil and his anti-life agenda as comedy, this guy, I believe, is complicit in the kind of now mass murder threats that we are seeing now against people like Suzanne Humphreys. Now, just to add this too, Erin Elizabeth has done incredible reporting over the last 2 years of holistic health practitioners who have been murdered. I don't know what the number is now. I don't know if it's 50-something, 60-something. It's approaching 100. It may already be there. There are doctors and holistic health practitioners, natural medicine practitioners, and so on, herbalists, who are being executed all across this country. It's an actual stealth war against advocates of natural medicine. Some of them are disguised as suicides. Some of them are disguised as accidents. Others are just straight out murder. And even Suzanne Humphreys says she is so thankful for the existence of the Second Amendment in the United States so that she can protect herself by carrying a loaded firearm to shoot her attacker if it comes to that. So any of you out there listening who are anti-gun, this might get you to rethink your position. How are holistic health practitioners supposed to protect themselves from these kind of sociopathic, violent murderers and terrorists of the vaccine industry if they aren't allowed to carry weapons? This is why we need national reciprocity, concealed carry laws that are respected from state to state all across the country, so that people like myself, I always carry a weapon in Texas, so that I could go visit California, for example, and also carry a loaded weapon in California legally, or even New York or other places like that. That's what we need, national reciprocity, because holistic health practitioners need to be able to defend themselves against these psychopathic mass murderers like the one who just threatened Dr. Suzanne Humphreys. And by the way, there was a drone that came in and apparently surveilled her residence. And she believes the drone may be linked to the would-be attacker slash killer who wants to pull this off. And this killer, would-be killer, is very clear that I don't know if it's a he or a she, but they expect to die in this attack. They know it's a suicide mission. They have said they want to take out as many people as possible before they are taken out. And who's going to take them out? It's going to be somebody with a concealed carry weapon. It's going to be somebody like maybe Dr. Humphreys or like myself or others who carry loaded firearms and who are tactically trained to stop violent killers using the tools that are available to us legally as citizens of this republic. Thank God for the Constitution and the Second Amendment and the Bill of Rights. Otherwise, we would not have that option. When these mass murderers of the vaccine industry pop out of the crowd and just start shooting up everybody, someone has to stop them. And that someone might be you. That someone might be me. Or Dr. Humphreys, for all we know. Anyway, the point is, this is a very disturbing story. I want you to read the transcript, the full text message, It is published right now on naturalnews.com. Just look for the story about the vaccine advocate threatens a suicide mission mass shooting at a public autism event, something like that. I think that's the title. Look for that story, read it, share it, spread the word. Make sure if you go to a holistic health practitioner, give them a copy of the story. Send them a copy of this podcast. Make sure that they know they need to be carrying weapons if it's legal for them to do so. They need to be prepared for self-defense because there is an actual murderous, bloody war taking place in America. Mass executions are taking place across this country against holistic health practitioners and vaccine researchers and truthers. That is absolutely the case of what is happening right now. So stay informed, read more at naturalnews.com. I've also got vaccines.news, and you can hear more podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. Pray for us all, please. Pray for all our safety, and pray that our Glocks work, and that our subguns work, and that our battle rifles work when that day comes, and we need to use them. Pray that physics works, because all these guns run on physics. So, you know, pray for our safety. This is becoming an actual deadly war.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified, for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do, no one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.